You've already met the Thanes of Rigel and even followed them on their quest across the sea. But now travel back to the city they call home mere days after their departure, where a brand new story is taking shape. Set upon by bad luck, a group of disparate individuals find themselves forced to work together at the behest of the rich and the powerful. But in Rigel, nothing is ever quite as it seems. With new powers on the rise and the city's thanes gone, will others rise to the occasion or discover they're not quite heroes at all? The Pod Called Quest presents Quest Side Story.
Everybody, welcome back to the Pod Called Quest. As always, I'm your friendly neighborhood game master, Josh.
And I'm Stephanie.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Foz.
And I'm Laura.
And I'm David.
Wow, I fucking barely heard that, and I'm sitting right next to you.
I heard it.
Yeah, it's like a whisper.
And I'm David.
I am the knight. Hi, I'm David.
We can't do it over.
Nice. Yeah, I'll edit that in. I'll edit that in. That's cool. Hi. I'll edit that in. Yeah, it'll be I'm Laura and I'm David. Sure. And,
we're very quickly running out of tape.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Dude, so got to start this episode off talking about White Claws. We're all drinking them.
Indeed.
White Claws. Nice. Glug, 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 glug.
We are not in the same room.
This episode brought to you by.
We're not in the same room, but we all. How did this start off? Josh was.
Well, Josh
I noticed that Shane had a White Claw and I was like, oh my God, I am drinking a White Claw too. And then Steph was like, oh my God, I'm going to go get a White Claw.
And then Laura was like,
can I have one?
Can I have one? And that's exactly what I did.
And then Foz didn't have any. So we postmated him a pack.
Yeah.
Sorry, we DoorDashed him.
Which was very sweet of Stephanie to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Steph.
You had to join in on the fun.
Very nice. Now all of us have one.
I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
So now there are no rules because there ain't no laws when you're drinking claws.
Hell yeah.
Foz, do you even like White Claws? Did I just like push White Claws on you against your will?
Yeah, I kind of hate them, but it's all right. I'll take it.
What?
Wow.
Nice. I don't regret it.
Whatever, dude.
Well, Yuri will drink it, right?
No.
It's fine. Foz, the next time you come over for a little hang, guys, just bring him over here and I'll drink him.
I'm fucking with you. Like,
he likes them.
It's alcohol. Like, come on.
Let's go and get drunk.
Come on now.
Well,
you use it as a mixer, dude. Take some alcohol, some real stuff,
nah,
and then mix it with that.
You gotta, the claw's gotta be raw, dude.
Okay.
Raw claw.
Raw claw.
You get a raw claw, dude. Worse. You don't mix that shit with anything, your raw claw.
I should have let it die. Sure. Yuck. This is the worst.
Yeah.
Raw claw.
Well, speaking of raw, things got pretty raw at the end of last episode. Hey, guys.
Nice.
Yeah. They sure did.
Oh, yeah. That was a crazy ending.
Yeah. Segue. I'm the master.
Super clean.
Yeah. Well done.
Weird joke. We're not a real podcast.
Oh, of course. You're just realizing this? Dude, I've known this since the day we started. I've been like, this is bullshit, but I'm just going to ride this fucking sandworm as long as I can.
Whatever chemistry we had, we lost as soon as we left the same room.
Yeah, we're just six children on each other's shoulders in a trench coat pretending to be a podcast.
Oh my God, exactly. That's exactly what we are.
I'm going to spit out my White Claw.
Yeah, that's exactly what we are. Who's the feet? Who's playing the legs?
I think Stephanie has nice legs. You could be Stephanie.
Who's playing the face? Who's the one where like the head's popping out?
That's you, Josh.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even have to have a fake mustache on. I just have a normal mustache.
I'll be the butt.
Laura's the butt. I'm the arms. Foz is the
Shane, you have to be the right or the left arm, and you're two of you next to each other playing an arm each with
I'm
each
the
of
arms
your arms
for obvious reasons.
Felix he says as he reaches back to scratch the back of his head.
Felix is the voice and Foz is the penis.
Yeah. He just sticks his whole right foot out.
Third leg.
Yikes.
Jeez. You know, they say once you go white, you never go
claw.
What?
I think we're extra punchy because I think everyone wants to is trying to avoid talking about what happened last week.
Are all of you listening? Have you unsubscribed from our podcast yet?
Yeah, we're all sorry.
Yeah, let's get real.
It's cool. If they've listened this far, we still get the counted play.
Hey, nice. Gotcha.
Just kidding. Please don't stop listening.
Yeah.
But that ending was crazy. I don't know what it means. I actually really liked some of the theories people have been throwing out on our Discord. There's some good ones on there.
I have skimmed them, barely really read them.
Nothing like super full fledged or anything like that, but there are theories going around that the prime minister, that like she's using that magic we saw earlier where she was just kind of projecting her image, but not actually there. Doing that with Bestlev and stuff, something like that, which I think there was a moment where you like zoned in on her necklace. And so that kind of got my brain turning, totally. But I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not.
I'm going to cut the necklace thing off right at the root right now. I said that just as she would only touch that when her voice would get louder.
Oh, you're so it's right, obvious.
Like, I'll just be honest. Yeah. Like, it was very, she uses it as a way to like project her voice during meetings like this, because there's no microphones.
But either way, we know she has used that magic in the past. So it's possible she's using it now.
Sure.
Whether or not it's connected to the necklace. But I am really interested. Stephanie really wants Bestlev to not die right now. I don't know how Razan feels about it. I think she's probably conflicted. She still thinks that Bestlev is trash, but had some humanizing moments with him earlier in the day. So I don't know. I don't want Bestlev to be dead though.
Well, I concur. Crazy, wild.
Yeah. What about that? What about this new old PC we got here, guys?
I don't give a fuck about him.
Oh,
I like him a lot, actually. I was telling Felix that before we started recording. I really like Pearl.
This is true.
I'm less concerned with Pearl, more concerned about the fact that we're about to lose Bestlev right now, probably.
Yeah, we don't need him.
Well, let's find out what happens. I'm dying.
I had this weird moment earlier in the week where I decided to like listen back through part of the episode, and I was listening back through like the Hannibal's little speech he gave and people kind of like saying stuff over Kenzo's pyre. And I don't know what it was. Like, stuff with Arkrov is obviously like, I'm like, oh, that's really sad. Like, obviously he was like kind of falling for this guy and it's kind of got taken from him before it ever got to be anything. But for some reason, I don't know what it was. After we like had talked about Locke just wanting a friend and her finding a friend in Kenzo, after like I listened back through and heard Laura just say like, it was nice to meet you, Kenzo, and stuff, I got really emotional over that.
Aww.
It really fucked me up thinking of Locke being like she's this person who's alone, and now she gets to have a friend for about a week or two, and then she's alone again. Because like no one else has really like had that moment with her other than Kenzo. Like, aww. Razan is two arms length away from everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, Arkrov is like not there with Locke. I don't know. It's just like, there was just a moment I had where I was just like, oh, fuck, man. I like really felt it for her for a moment where I was Jesus Christ. I was like, I gotta stop. I gotta go take a break from work for a minute. Felt really shitty for like 20
assistant.
Minutes.
Remember, he was her assistant.
Yeah. That's so cute. Aww.
Yeah. It just made me really sad. I was like, oh, this sucks. I killed that guy.
How
damn
dare
it.
You?
And then I was like, all right, that guy's not real. Blah, doesn't matter, bro.
My wife doesn't matter. Blah.
That's not what I said.
If we're being honest, though, kind of a shit assistant. Like,
oh yeah,
you mentioned one thing to Hannibal and he was like, oh yeah, I see what you're doing, blah 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 blah. Never once asked him for help.
I don't think that guy would have given her help. He'd been like, no thank you,
I'm not jealous.
The fact that Kenzo didn't know anything wasn't the point. It was the fact that he was just there and she had someone to hand things to. That was all it was.
Kind of a shit assistant. Didn't even have a bird.
She loved him anyway.
Didn't even have a bird.
If Hannibal would like to apply for the position, he's welcome to.
How much
that's
a
t-shirt
pay?
Right there. That's we have t-shirt number one for phrases from Shane is, I just wanted to play a barbarian. Number two is, he didn't even have a bird. With just a little blue dodo underneath it.
Thank you. I'm flattered.
Cute.
Man, a good Quest Side Story shirt would be, it's to say Quest Side Story and then just have a blue dodo. None of the characters, just the blue dodo.
You know
underneath
how I
it.
Talked shit on polos? That would be a dope polo.
Fuck yeah.
It would be like a little dodo polo instead of a penguin, a little dodo.
That'd be sick.
Well, before we dive down the rabbit hole of what could be preppy sportswear, let's get back in the episodes, huh?
Let's do it.
Wanna dive back in? Yeah.
I'm scared.
Let's go.
I'm ready.
So, from a black screen, we can slowly hear the loud roar of a crowd grow louder and more clear, until we can make out their united chant, begging for the head of Beslev Howell. As the screen fades in, we see a shot of Beslev from below, breathing heavily and sweat dripping from his face. We see the guard to Beslev's right heft his pole arm up and over his head, and as we continue to hear the heavy, rhythmic breathing of Beslev, the poleaxe swings out of view. With a slice and a thud, our view shifts to a shot of a hatchet slicing a log and embedding itself into a tree stump. As we pan up to see the wielder, we're presented with a much younger, no older than 12, Beslev Howell. A pile of wood sits off to the left of the stump. He is noticeably exhausted, and as he removes his hands from the stuck axe, puts them on his knees to catch his breath. "You're not finished yet," says a voice from out of frame. I just need a break. I'm tired," the young Beslev says through his panting. The camera pans away from him to a tall, stern-looking man standing a ways away. His face is scornful, lived in, but charming in its own way. His clothes are simple but tailored, with his arms crossed in front of him with a palpable amount of disappointment. He's cast as Ed Harris. As he walks towards the boy, he speaks. "Tired? You chop a few pieces of wood and you're tired? I just need to catch my breath," the boy says. The man grips a hand around the haft of the axe, removing it with a jerk from the well-worn stump. "All the greatest men that have ever walked this green earth. Do you know what made them great?" The boy pants. "Power," the man smirks. No, not power," he says, placing his hand on the boy's shoulder. "Will. Perseverance and will. None of them gave up when the job was half done. Erden didn't. Hell, even the old goat Olerin didn't. Your grandfather, me, we all did what had to be done. Now what does that mean for you and this little pile of wood?" The boy stands up straight. "I have to finish the job." The man looks on with half-baked approval, pushing the hatchet back into the boy's hands and walking back towards the house, a manservant moving to meet him. "Sir, I could always have the young boy Ezra take care of the firewood if Master Beslev would..." "No," the man says curtly and turning back towards the boy and shouts. "Boy's gotta learn to survive. He's got my Howell blood, but he's also half his mother. We gotta weed that sickly strain out of him." The boy hesitates at the mention of his mother. "She wasn't sick," he says quietly. The man's demeanor shifts suddenly as he begins to walk towards the boy. "What did you say to me, boy?" "She wasn't sick. She was cursed," yells the boy, dropping the axe to the ground, the man grabbing him by his shirt. "She's dead, boy. She left you. She left me. She left both of us." His hands letting go of his son as the boy's lower lip quivers, tears running down his cheeks. "She was weak." And the man turns to walk away. The boy snaps. "Just like that god of yours? Why didn't he save her if he's so great?" The father whirling around to backhand his son, knocking the boy to the ground. You see him stand up and straighten his collar. "You best show your respect if you ever want to meet him someday." As the man turns around again to leave, we hear a sudden snarl and growl as a flash of black tackles the man from behind, both of them rolling across the grass, tumbling until finally stopping with a half-transformed young Beslev with his clawed hand around his father's throat. The man smirks in satisfaction.
"There he is, the little beast. Untamable. Unredeemable. If only your mother could see you now."
With a whimper and a howl, we see the boy slowly and painfully turn back into the young human. His father stands up to dust himself off.
"Always make sure there's enough firewood. You never know if you'll need to warm your own flesh or burn someone else's."
As the boy stumbles to his feet, we see him pick up the hatchet and raise it over his head. As the light of the day flares in the shot and shines into the camera, we slowly are brought back to the muffled chanting crowd outside the parliamentary assemblage, the halberd glittering in the air. As it drops from sight, we see Varel lunge from where he is standing, his hands outstretched in front of him, and as if summoned from the very air around him, a long blackened blade apparates in his hands, catching the polearm inches from Beslev's neck. With a kick, the polearm is loose from the guard's hand, and with a wave of his finger, the guard is thrown back onto his back. As the blade disappears as quickly as it came, Varel's voice booms out over the crowd.
"Enough!"
The words shaking much of the crowd from its violent fugue. Those who were left rioting soon realize the changed situation and look to the stage. Varel stands up straight, looking back with a hand extended out towards Emrin. She hesitantly walks forward.
"Is this what all of you want? To tear your countrymen limb from limb? To pillage the very streets you live on? Do you wish to watch Raquel burn, consumed by her own ignorance, left to rot out in the sun? You all know who I am. And you know what my people have suffered. Year after year we toil and work to rebuild what we have lost. I wouldn't wish this fate on any of you. And in fact, I have done all that I can to help prevent it. We,
gesturing to Laveau,
have done all we can. And I can assure you, I may lord over Bleak Ridge, but I am still a citizen of Arden. I am your brethren, and we will do everything in our power to cure the sickness that has besieged our city. No Thanes can save you, no lord or leader, but you, the people who built this republic with your blood. But we cannot start by executing a man in the streets.
He turns to Emerin to speak. She kind of clears her throat. Vessel of Howell came to us today to confess his crimes, and what just transpired here, it was a mistake. A long pause leaves the crowd lowly murmuring. He came to lend us whatever help he could in finding out what exactly has been happening in our city, and of course to pay for his crimes. She turns to look at Beslev, still kneeling and confused. With his help, and the help of Lord Koretsnov, we will burn out this infection. Lop off the limb if we have to, but we will take this city back. We fought for it not 60 years ago, and we will do it again. Slowly, small amounts of clapping begin to ensue in the crowd. Rygel will never again fall into the hands of those which would harm her, and we, putting her hands on Varel's shoulder, will do all within our power to make sure of it. You hear a few shouts rise up from the crowd. Varel speaks.
Long live Arden, and long live the Republic!
Uproarious cheers and shouts, violent in nature, seemingly, not nearly as joyous as you might expect from such a thing, begin to reach out from the crowd, clapping and cheers. What do you guys do?
Ah! Oh my god.
Pearl puts his fist in the air really hard and says,
"Oi, Lord Koretsnov!"
in support.
Razan turns back to her friends and says, "We need to get out of this crowd now. Come on." And she continues to push her way forward the same way she was going.
You guys are going back towards the stage?
No, just trying to get out at the nearest exit. So I think we said she was going towards like the left of the stage or something.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you guys are, it's a lot easier to push through at this point because people aren't like fighting and pushing and rioting and stuff. It's still like, it's a really weird tension in the air. Like it doesn't feel like the problem's been solved because it obviously hasn't. But like there was like a... The people seem to be rallying around this, whatever this moment they're having is. It seems like these folks are just, they're latching onto whatever they can, it seems like at this point, with all the confusion and everything. So yeah, you guys are able to get to, like, the side. You're able to push past. You're kind of near the parliamentary assemblage, but not quite at where, like, the stairs are. What do you guys want to do?
I just got this image of Mean Girls, like, all these, like, everything that's going on in the crowd. Just like, we just have a lot of feelings, okay?
You don't even go here.
You go, Glen Coco.
Someone just screams at it, Varel. She doesn't even go here.
Last session, Hannibal broke away from the group a little bit, not intentionally, but like, his first plan was to get towards the stage and everybody else's was to run away. And he was like, all right, I guess we're doing that. And then they tried to go back towards the stage when they found out that Beslev was basically martyring himself. And so Hannibal was like, oh, well, this isn't a good idea. So he's still towards the back somewhere. I'm guessing probably semi. He's probably closer to Pearl than the rest of his friends.
Probably.
But in this moment, he's sort of having like a patriotic epithet. Like he loves this shit. Like he gets off. Hearing about the Republic, and so he's probably crying and clapping, dabbing his eyes with a handkerchief. Something, maybe a combination of all those things.
And it makes sense for him. He lived before this was a Republic.
Yeah, he was a boy.
It would have been like 16 when all that happened. So like he knows how shitty it was for a while at that point. Like most of his young life was pretty bad. And then he saw that change. So this means the world to him.
Yeah. I mean, he probably knew people or at least people's parents who fought and died in the in the war.
So I guess lock Arkrov and Razan over to the side. What are you guys doing? What's your plan? You guys see there's just cheering happening. You can see Laveau and Varel are kind of standing there kind of arm in arm. Like they're like just basically people are cheering and they're like waving and everything. It's this very strange moment of all these people turning from rioters to then turning around and because of a couple flowery words, just jumping to support these people.
It's Arkrov and Razan that are with me, right? Hannibal isn't there yet. Okay. She's going to turn to Arkrov and Razan and say, what do we do? Do we just let this happen?
I don't really know what to do. These people are crazy. They were rioting a second ago and then a few words from a stranger and now they're cheery. I don't understand.
I don't either.
I will say, Locke, you know, like Lord Kresnov's not a stranger to, like, as he said, people know who he is. He's very famous. So,
right. No, yeah, she knows who he is.
It would be like,
sure, yeah.
I mean, in my brain, I mean, I don't draw too many conclusions from this. It's just what immediately comes to mind. It'd be like if, like, a bunch of Americans saw a speech from, like, Justin Trudeau. Mm-hmm. He's, like, very famous, like, leader that's kind of known for being pretty good at his job. It's just not from that country.
Right. It's still,
but he
kind
did
of
say,
like,
he's also said he's technically a citizen. Because remember, Bleak Ridge seceded a number of years ago for, like, very kind of esoteric reasons. They don't really, like, it's not super known why, but he was a citizen. Like, he didn't give up a citizenship.
Right. But it's still kind of like, this guy isn't
our
leader. Right.
Right.
Yeah. He's making.
I mean, but he is an ally. He's a well-known ally.
Right. I don't think there's much we can do.
The crowd might turn again at any second. We need to stay at safety and maybe get in position to help the Prime Minister and Bethlehem if we need to.
Yes, I want to be able to help if they need us, but what do we do? We can't control the entire crowd.
We're no match against them.
No.
Arkrav, any ideas?
I think we need to see what happens. We should probably try to meet with the Prime Minister as soon as this is over, just to kind of see where she stands and what we should do after all this.
I agree.
Question for Josh.
Mm.
Who all is up on the stage? Remind me. We have the Prime Minister. We have Beslov. We have Lord Kresnov.
Vorel. Reynard is up there.
Reynard is up there. That's what I wanted to
you
make
see,
sure.
Like, a number of, like, guards that they don't. These look like her personal guards, which most of them probably, or a lot of them probably got killed in the attack. But she has a set of them up there, and then there's, like, a set of towns guards surrounding, like, blocking off, because they're just set up on the stairs that lead up to the assemblage. Yeah. So there's, like, a bunch of guards blocking off the stairs so that they can't get further up.
And
but
then,
that's all of them.
Remind me, because I get it mixed up sometimes. Reynard, does he have Dimension Door powers, or is that his buddy whose name I can't remember?
You've seen him do some kind of, like,
I've seen him do it,
moving
though.
At a distance stuff. Yeah, you don't know precisely how it works, but okay. Yeah, you've seen Reynard do that. You've seen the Jackal do that. Yeah.
Then well, Razan says, at least Reynard is up there and can hopefully get her out of there quick if something happens.
I'm sure the Prime Minister will be safe. I'm just worried about the rest of the town. If the rioters get too violent, things could really go south.
I don't know how getting involved would calm them down.
I don't either.
I also wonder how much of this was staged and how much is the truth. I'm not sure. I mean, the Prime Minister spends the night with, you know, the vigilantes. I mean, I'm
hoping...
You think
they planned this?
I don't know. We have no idea of knowing one way or the other.
Well, what we do know is that these people have been rioting for weeks now, and they're the real threat here. That's not staged.
Are they using this for their advantage? I don't know.
I don't think I care. I just don't want to get caught up in it.
Right. Well, perhaps we should wait and see what happens. Are they really going to execute Beslov right in front of this entire crowd?
No, they are not.
I hope not. It seems the crowd has changed their opinions, but I'm not convinced.
The Prime Minister was ready to, though.
I just think a public execution is going to create a lot more problems than she's realizing.
I think she realizes it now.
Hopefully.
You guys begin to hear a kind of hush kind of quell over the crowd. As you guys kind of look back over, you can see the Prime Minister has her hands in the air, and the crowd kind of comes down in volume. You see she kind of looks over to Vorel, and he, like, nods. And she kind of...
We'd hoped to delay this news for a day where it seems more appropriate because of recent happenings. After the death of Deputy Prime Minister Trevoy Tolariel and the imminent election, I find that there is no better time than to announce myself and my candidacy. I will not stop. I will make sure you are all safe. And I find no better person than to stand at my side while doing it. I will be running alongside Lord Kresnov as my Deputy Prime Minister. We will cut out this poison root and stem. He's done so for his people, and he will do so for us. He says, also for my people. My lordship is to lead those of Bleak Ridge, but my citizenship obligates me to help all of you.
The Prime Minister came to me not long ago after learning of Tolerio's hope to resign, asking if I would step in to take his place. I was hesitant, but after his unfortunate demise and seeing the turmoil that my countrymen and the Republic is in, I see no other choice than to take up this mantle and honor the memory of Trevoy Tolariel. And with this, above all else, only one fact stands. As long as there is breath in my breast, myself and the Prime Minister will do all that we can to make sure that this capital and this republic remain safe. Now, go back to your homes and prepare yourselves. There is much work to be done.
And there's this kind of like release that comes over the crowd. And you hear like after a few moments of like maybe some murmuring and some shouts, the crowd does slowly begin to disperse. It's this very strange ending to the whole thing. It did not seem planned. It did not seem rehearsed. Like, it's palpable how much they were winging this. Like, in the moment, how, like, this was not something they planned to talk about today.
I believe you. But can I sense motive on...
On what part?
Varel. His speech towards the end right there.
Sure, yeah.
I just feel like he was very eager to divulge some information that nobody necessarily needed to know or asked. Sort of like what somebody does when they're...
When they're lying.
Telling a lie, yeah. Hannibal's not very good at sense motive. He's not a wisdom guy. And he likes him. He likes Varel. But... Nevertheless, he will roll a natural one for a total of four.
Dude, you're so caught up in this moment. You don't know what the fuck is happening.
I like it. Let's go with that.
This is crazy. This is really wild.
Seriously, I don't even know what to think right now. I'm like,
I feel like it's really, really bad, but I couldn't tell you why. I got nothing to work off of.
I don't know how I feel about the whole overall thing. I'm like very...
I can't tell if that's just lingering feelings that Sly has. Say,
it's because we all hate him. And the other
it's hard to extrapolate without referencing pre-podcast. So I feel like not a lot of the listeners really know why we have misgivings towards this guy.
Yeah. But it's important to note that we do. Yeah.
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 The Thanes do. The original.
Yeah. Like, I know how Isla would feel about this. I don't know how Locke would.
There's no way to really explain that to the listeners. Like, this guy's given us some weird vibes before. No concrete evidence as to why he's a shithead. We just don't like him. And it's pretty unanimous. But I think Hannibal would be pretty stoked about it. I mean, he's a fanboy for anybody in politics.
He's a fan.
Yeah, I think Razan's like pretty neutral about it. She's got a bad taste in her mouth for any of this politics stuff. She's like, sure, sounds good. Same rodeo, different cowboys.
It's like a crossover thought from both of the stories, but like thus far, it seems like he's been slowly implementing himself in order to get to this point to where like, oh, okay, like he's a running mate to the Prime Minister. Like he's going to be... her right-hand man, I guess.
Yeah, it feels like a power grab. It feels like he's playing the long game for a while.
Exactly.
Yeah. Starting with him murdering Salai's mom's tribe.
Yeah, he did that.
I think that was the first thing.
He helped out there in battle.
One second, I want to clarify to the listeners. First of all, it wasn't your mom's tribe, because your mom has been dead for decades.
Yeah, okay. My half-sister's
tribe. There was a set of orcs led by your then-dead half-siblings who were literally about to overrun a human settlement.
Yeah.
And he came in and wiped them out. And Salai's real irritated by that because she says they were peaceful.
The kicker.
They stopped fighting.
The kicker.
Yeah, you saw the ones at the front lay down their arms. There was literally like 1,200 of them.
We just killed their leaders and everyone stopped fighting.
Yes.
And then he killed everyone.
We had it under control.
Sure you did, guys.
You need to read Orcs of Galarian.
Hold on. This is what happened. We had it under control. The orcs were not fighting anymore. And we thought, okay, we're going to assess the situation and we'll see what we can do. This guy comes in, doesn't ask any questions, just wipes them out. And we're like, yo, dude, we have this covered. What are you doing? And he was like, this was my thing. You guys didn't do shit. I came in here and saved the day. And like, who the fuck are you guys? And then took all the credit for everything.
Yeah, he came in all late.
What the hell is this guy? Who the hell is this guy?
He was like hours late to the battle.
Yeah, he was like late to the battle that we already figured out and had under control, wiped everyone out, and then took all the credit. Well, we were like, fuck you.
We had it under control, but he was definitely
We totally had it under control.
It was us versus 1,200 orcs.
Yeah, and they were fine. They were fine.
Well, we killed their leaders, so...
Okay,
so,
but that's not just it. That's not the only reason we don't trust or like Varel.
That was just the first time we like really...
He's also like, he's very much like...
It's a bad example.
He likes playing by the levels of the caste system.
He's playing the Game of Thrones, dude.
Which is shitty. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. Oh, but also
we hated him.
He sent a bunch of resources to, I think it was Truceport? No.
Where was
No, he's done that for a couple places that have been, because there's been a lot of places in turmoil over the last year. Like, there were bombings in Rygel, and he helped with the aid for that. He's been pouring a lot of money from his own coffers into the Republic.
Yeah.
Even though his little little, you know, sovereign city state isn't part of it anymore. They don't answer to the parliament anymore. They rely on their own resources.
Yeah, but not just like pouring money into the Republic. He's also been like donating resources like bodies and medical supplies. Right. And like
healers and all this stuff.
And not expecting anything for it. He's been saying he's doing it pro bono.
He's looking out for his country. Like, he's going to run, but like his go-to is obviously his people. For sure.
But what he said he leads Bleakridge, but he says he's still a citizen of this. Like, this place still matters to him. He didn't lose his citizenship.
I think that we're all pressed because we all fix the actual problems, but he gets the credit for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys only see the problems at the ground level. You don't know what else is happening.
That's fair. True, but like, but we're the ones who kill the hag that's poisoning everyone, but like, he sends clerics. So it's like, we get rid of the root of the problem. He just puts the band-aids on and then he gets the thumbs up.
And what do we get? Bupkis.
We got a fucking house, dude.
Sure.
We cut out the tumor and he just sews the stitches.
Also an important job.
And it's fine. And I would be totally fine with him if he wasn't such an asshole about it.
In this campaign, he hasn't been an asshole.
Not in this one.
That's why I was like, Rosanna, I don't think has any problem with him.
In Quest Side Story, he's been fine.
And you guys can't act like the Thanes aren't their own version of prickish.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay, they are.
Oh, A is a saint.
We definitely are.
You guys think that the Quest Side Story characters aren't heroes? Wait till we get back to the main campaign.
Oh, we're going to fuck it up.
They're really not heroes.
No matter who we're playing, we're a mess.
I think that says more about us as people.
That should be our tagline, actually. Podcold Quest. No matter who we are, we're still a mess. Yes, Podcold Quest.
Damn it.
Well, as this happens, there's some cheering and everything. Some people are like shouting and like, you know, like I said, it's this weird tension in the air because like people are still riled up, but it's like their energy has been focused towards this like rallying call. And there's also hasn't really been any more mention of this shutdown that Laveau talked about, good or ill.
Yeah.
But people have started to disperse. Something you guys notice, it's something that you would like kind of feel. It doesn't feel sinister. Like, you don't get like a malicious vibe, but like you do get a vibe like Varel has something special about him. Like he Ooh. The way he speaks to people is like noticeably different than other people. You guys have never really heard him like make a speech like this, or really none of you probably have really heard him talk before, except for that one run-in you had at the Prime Minister's office. But there's something special about the way he talks. Something interesting. Like I said, it doesn't seem sinister, but it seems like there's something unique about this man.
That's interesting.
Palpable. But as the crowd starts to disperse, I imagine those of you on the side, Arkrov, Locke, and Razan, you can see probably still kind of dumbstruck, like still cheering and maybe holding his blue dodo above his head as he cheers is Hannibal. And then you can probably see a few feet away are Viessa and Pearl. If you guys want to go over and talk to them, you can see that the folks that were on the stage are now kind of walking back up the stairs, escorted by their Emran's personal guard back into the assemblage.
Pearl will look down to Viessa and he'll be like,
Aces, you having any second thoughts about us setting up shop here now?
No. She looks back over towards the top. She goes, that's a man.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
No, that I believe in them.
Oh. You know me, I'm not one for political intrigue or nothing, but me and Kresnov, I have a soft spot for the man.
Really? What do you mean?
He points to his stomach, where I forgot to mention in the last episode where his giant scar is on his stomach.
I don't think I ever told you about this, but...
No, he says you got it in the war, but...
Yes.
In the war, quote-unquote. It wasn't much of a war. In the battle, the one battle you saw.
Well, Foxes, thanks for taking the piss out of it, but yes, the reason I'm standing here with you is that man.
What do you mean?
Like I said, a story from another day.
Well, whatever it is, I'm thankful to him that you're here, and will they have my vote? Oh. Where's our new friends go? Hey, old-timer! She calls over to Hannibal.
Yes, Viessa. How are you, dear?
Have Lovely you been speech. Crying?
No. I definitely was.
You old patriotic shit. You love this place, don't you?
Oh, how could I do it? It's where I grew up.
Of course. Well, where's everyone else? That could have gone much worse.
Oh, yes. We are quite fortunate that the events turned out the way they did.
Did you see everyone else went? They didn't get swept off in the surge, did they?
Oh, no. I think I see them right over there. Locke, we're over here.
Locke looks over at them and kind of waves. She turns to Arkrav and Razan. Oh, they're over there. She kind of starts to walk toward them.
Oh, fancy seeing you here at the public execution.
Ugh, Block kind of shudders. Are you guys all right?
Oh, yes. Lovely speech, was it not? Rizal, good to see you. Here you go.
And Hannibal goes to hand you a handkerchief as if you were crying, and it's just covered in snot. It's just covered.
She just grabs it with, like, her fingernails on two fingers. Ew. I don't want this. She throws it back at him.
Okay.
Well, anybody up for a drink?
Always. That might be nice.
Ah, yes, about that. I know you all had some drinks left at the bar. They got knocked over.
Oh.
I drank them. I'm sorry. I did not think we were returning.
Oh, that's why he's so emotional. He's drunk as fuck, and this happened.
Yeah.
He's super drunk, and this. He's just, I love this place so much.
It's like that one time I had to go to jury duty, and they made me watch the video on, like, why it's important to go to jury duty. And then they put, like, the national anthem on really quiet in the background. And occasionally, there'll be, like, one frame of a bald eagle or one frame of the American flag.
Oh, my God.
By the time the video was over, I was, like, four whiskeys in. I was bawling and so stoked for jury duty.
Is this a real story?
Yes.
Yeah, so wow. What do you guys want to do?
Let's go back to the bar.
Do we want to, like, check in on the Prime Minister at some point?
I mean, nah. I'm guessing she's not going to be available for talking at the moment. I mean, can you imagine? Like, they're going to whisk her away right away.
Yeah, but, like, we're
she's
her
probably busy as fuck, too.
Rizan's like, we're special.
What do you she's mean she doesn't have time for us?
She's got to talk to her PR team, dog. She just busted the news super early. She's got to debrief a bunch of fucking people now.
They're all dead. Just kidding.
Did she talk to the guards about PR matters? No way.
Yeah, those phantoms are still out there, right?
I guess we'll just go get drunk.
Yeah, let's do
it. I mean, then we can maybe, like, discuss our plan or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be good. Plan.
Plans are good.
Plan.
Okay.
Plan, you know.
Well, wink. You guys start heading back towards Fayweather's pub. And as you get there, you notice that the doors are closed and they're actually locked. And VS is like, kind of, well, that's weird. And she goes and she unlocks it. And you can see Keg is just trying to clean up a mess on the inside. Things had gotten away from him. It looks like there was some glasses and other stuff that had gotten shattered all over the ground. And he just turns around and kind of looks. He has a broom in his hand. And just, oh, sorry. She's just like, oh, fuck. I knew this would fucking happen.
Are you all right? Yes, there were lots of people. They demanded a lot. And then I got angry and then I made them go away.
Just like, okay, it's fine. We're closed for the night. Just serve anyone what they want. Lock the door behind us. And you guys go in and you have Fayweather's pub to yourselves. And the door's locked and you guys are just going to hang out with, as their names, the Fayweathers. That's their last name.
Huh.
Hannibal pulls out his spellbook and flips to the middle of it. Licks his finger as he turns the pages and begins to write down somewhere next to a few other paragraphs with different symbols next to them.
Fayweather's pub. 4.5 out of 5. Do recommend. Lovely service. Please order the daiquiri. Would have given 5 stars. However, there was some broken glass and I thought it might be quite dangerous.
He's a fucking Rigel Pub aficionado.
You're a Yelp.
Oh, he's starting God, a Yelp. He's starting he's Yelp. Yeah. It's called Spelp.
It's called Spelp.
Spelp. Spelp.
Spelp. I need somebody. Spelp.
Oh my God. Make it stop.
Well, you guys hang out. If you guys want to talk about anything in particular, you're more than welcome to, or we can just say you had a great night. It's totally up to you guys.
I think we had a great night. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Did you guys want to, like, lay out a plan or whatever?
I got nothing, but if you guys have any ideas, I'm all ears. I just have no idea what we should do next.
Well, let's talk about stuff.
Okay.
So, we know Bess lives a werewolf and is responsible for disappearing people. We know that he wasn't arrested, at least not in front of us. There's probably going to be a trial coming up, I would assume, right? Like, there would
so
have to be.
Awkward.
I know.
Like, he just got, like, outed in front of the whole city.
This complicates everything.
Yeah, he just confessed in front of city.
Yeah, then got unexecuted, but then said, like, we're gonna make sure everyone is safe. Don't worry, we got this covered. It's like, some action needs to be taken. But what? He's not going to get executed, so I guess a trial?
Well, here's the thing. What if he does get taken into custody, or what if he did right after that? We just didn't see it. Meanwhile, His fucking manor is unattended. There's still a dude in his basement that he knows about, as far as we know, but has been unaddressed. Ezra's fucking gone. He's free to roam. There's undead.
Yeah. Also, is Ezra his brother?
Yeah, did I mishear that? Ezra's his brother?
No. I said they're adopted.
Yeah.
He's Beslev is the biological heir to the Howell family.
Right.
Ezra was basically taken in by Bossrick Howell, who we got to meet today. Wasn't ever officially adopted, but was like a street rat that he took in that basically got raised as Beslev's brother.
Like,
but he never quite had the privileges of like the name, because obviously Bossrick's not gonna let some street rat actually live in his house.
Yeah,
you know?
He's like a ward.
He's a ward. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
He's perfect. Theon.
Imagine if Theon had no stature.
Yeah.
That's him.
Right. I get that. But for all intents and purposes, Ezra and Beslev grew up as brothers, right?
They grew up in the same house, yeah.
Okay, here's
the thing. It would be more like Jon Snow and Rob, where like Rob is the golden boy because he has all the privilege, and then Jon gets given really nothing,
but
it has a better life than everyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man, Game of Thrones was so good. What happened?
Game of Thrones was great.
It was good the whole way through. Don't at me.
It wasn't. But it doesn't mean it was any less good when it was good.
Here's something we haven't mentioned or brought up since we heard it last episode. The deputy fucking prime minister that apparently died.
Yeah.
We've never heard their name before.
That's true.
We've never even met them.
I will say, this is the thing, it just hasn't come up in conversation. Maybe locals would know who that person is.
Sounds to me like a John Aaron sort of thing. Now that we're on the Game of Thrones kick.
Mm-hmm.
Locke and Hannibal would know the name Trevoy Tallarial. They'd be like, yeah, he's a deputy prime minister. We don't really see what he does, but that's the guy who got elected with her.
So it's like a vice president sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I'm trying to base this off of real life parliaments, but I don't really understand how political systems work. So I'm just kind of going on the one I know.
That's fair.
Right.
Which is obviously Parliament Funkadelic.
Exactly.
She's replacing the guy with Rhaal in the upcoming election.
Yeah, it seems like she had planned to do that before Tallarial died.
Before I forget, is there any way Hannibal could do a knowledge history or maybe nobility on Tallarial?
Sure. Yeah.
See what he knows
about
him.
You can do that.
Which one? Nobility or history?
Depends on what you're looking to know. What do you want to know about him?
I just want to know about him. Like what his reputation is, what he's known for, how I should feel about him dying.
Okay. Well, I will say this. Do you want to know about him as a person, his personality, like who he is?
Can I do both? Can I roll a separate one?
You could roll each, yeah. Nobility would be more like him and his family, like his perception there. History is like his involvement in the country.
Okay, I have no preference, but I already rolled. Which one do you want me to do first? History or...
Let's just say nobility. Yeah, let's just fucking roll him into one. It'd be a waste of time.
All right.
He's obviously a lord. He's an elf. He comes from the same city that Locke is from. He comes from Caerys Brethil, down south. He's a citizen of the Republic. He did some study at the Lyceum Arcanium. So he's not like an arcanist, but he's like well-rounded. Like he's well-studied. He's known as kind of an intellectual, but he's also kind of known as, he's a little bit of a playboy. And so like he isn't looked at as like not doing his job well, but he is kind of looked at as like, yeah, he's just there to enact what Emerin wants, essentially.
Okay, so I have a pretty neutral opinion about this guy.
Yeah, I imagine Hannibal might be like, yeah, I mean, he does his job, but like, I hear there are rumors floating around about this guy, about things, but like, there's no one like knows, like, it's like the Inquirer a little bit. You're like, well, how reasonable is this? But like, some of it, like, people are like, it's fucking true, though.
And he was an elf or a half-elf?
He's an elf.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl will walk behind the bar and just grab a bottle, take a swig and look at all of you guys, and he'll say,
I should fight Beslev, you know, a werewolf in the ring. That'd be good. People already want him dead.
I don't think that's a great idea.
Be perfect. The marketing, everything would be perfect.
What are we going to do about Beslev?
Whoa, you know him?
A bit.
We should go ask the Prime Minister what she intends to do. It sounds like they have some sort of plan.
You know her too? Sis, these are some big people we got in here.
I heard. How's you know Laveau?
We're working for her.
You what?
Oh.
It's not really by choice. Well, now it is. At first it wasn't. Sorry, that's not important.
Shit, you're not tax auditors, are you? I swear, you can see the books. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Okay, go burn those pages. I told you.
Okay,
go burn them now.
I'd actually like to go see those books if you don't mind.
No. Shit, we're getting fucking audited.
We're not auditors, no.
I could probably save you a lot of money.
No. No, that's not what we're here for.
The stern one. The stern one was saying, I believe her name was Razon, said that you killed some of Beslev's men. Oh.
Yes.
The plot, it thickens.
We killed some of Beslev's men. As punishment, we had to work for the Prime Minister for free. And then, for some reason, we had to start working for Beslev because he wanted to steal us from the Prime Minister. I don't know.
We saved one of his men. He tried to kill us, you know. Same old story.
Oi.
It's a bit complicated.
So you're not here to audit us?
No.
Cake, stop burning those papers. They're already all burned.
I could have saved you a lot of money. Well, next time.
It's fine.
Perhaps you should keep better records.
Perhaps I should keep less records of certain transactions. Don't worry about it. About this killing?
Oh, it's not really important. The moral of the story is that we are still working for the Prime Minister and therefore need to speak to her as soon as possible. We only just learned about who Beslev truly is, and now we're not really sure what to do.
So you're all in on all this?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Why would you at the big meeting, the big speech?
What do you mean?
Part of it? You weren't part of it if you're all in on it.
Well, we're not really anybody. I mean,
apparently you're someone.
At best, we're criminals that are somewhat helpful. But we do have an obligation to assist with this particular problem, as we have gotten very involved. How, though, I'm not really sure.
Well, we're all criminals to someone. This might benefit ourselves, sis. If I could have a word with Beslev, or you could have a word, really, you, we might be able to be on the map with our exhibitions and such.
Want to work with him? I don't think he's going to be out and about on his own free will anytime soon.
It's a racy notion, though. Quite a racy notion.
I would rather not get ourselves tied up in rich folks' business. We don't have any loans. I'd like to keep it that way.
All right.
You think? This pub is ours. I don't want it to be half-owned by some stranger because they have deep pocketbooks.
I don't know how much more power and influence Beslev is going to have for much longer in this city anyways.
Well, I don't know.
I suppose the only thing we can do now is talk to Laveau.
We have to figure out what her plan is and what she plans to do from now.
I don't think it's a good idea to act on our own.
No. And Ezra's still out there. We don't know where he is or what he's doing, but he's probably still keeping an eye on us. We ought to get a leg ahead at some point.
Yes. Do you think he's still watching us somehow?
Of course he is, unless he thinks we died down there.
I'm sure that was his intention, but if he knows we're alive, then he might come after us again. We should be very careful.
The chances are he'll go back and double check. When he sees our dead bodies aren't there, he'll probably know that we're still out here. And now we know too much.
Yes. Well, I guess there's nothing else to do then. We'll just wait till we can speak to her.
She turns to Viesa. It's been a long day. Do you have any rooms here that we can just purchase for the night?
We're not really an inn. We're exclusively a pub. We don't really have room and board. We're not a tavern. We could take up someone to sleep if you need someone to sleep. That's fine. We don't really have rooms. So.
We don't want to put you out. We could find somewhere else.
No, it's fine. There's already three of us who live here. So we do have a small apartment that's above the building, but it's barely enough for the three of us. And you've seen how big my brothers are.
Right, so we don't want to intrude.
No, it's fine. We'll set you up. You'll sleep down here in the bar. It's fine.
Are you sure?
It's up to you all. It's going to smell like beer and piss, but that's up to you.
Locke turns to the rest of the group.
I'm quite all right.
What do we think?
I could walk home. Very easily.
You sure about that, geezer? You looking mighty unstable.
Oh, don't worry about me. I can handle my drink.
Ah, well, maybe you or the quiet one over there could put in a word for Laveau. If you see her tomorrow, very dour, that one.
He's looking at Arkrov.
Arkrov just stares back at you.
Are you a wolf right now?
Yeah.
I mean, a fox? Whatever.
Fox.
Oh, shit. Didn't realize that you've maintained the...
He's been that way since you've met him.
Dang. Okay, cool. Cool. So, Pearl will just nod and know that he's like, okay, gotcha.
Well, you're all welcome to stay, so.
Well, at least let us pay you for your hospitality.
No. It's fine. We're fine. Don't worry about it. Say something small. Just don't make a habit of it. Then you'll pay us.
Of course. It should only be for one night.
Well, all this was rather exciting, but I am going to go to bed. Sar, can you
lock everything up. I'm gonna put the wee one to bed as well. He looks tired. Look at him. And you see like Keg is sitting over in the corner and he's got like a gigantic stein of this dark dwarven beer that he's mostly drank. But you can just see he's just like, he kind of has that like little kid, like sleepy face, sleepy eyes on. He's just kind of like can't really sleep in his head, like nods down every once in a while and then comes back up. And she's like, okay, come on, big guy. And like helps him get up. And he's like,
I'm so very tired. I just want to go to sleep. Oh. Everyone was yelling so loud. He's like, yeah, I understand. Come on. Let's go to bed.
How cute.
So yeah, Sarmund will start locking up, closing the windows.
Before you lock the door, Hannibal's going to go home.
Okay.
All right, old man. Are you leaving?
Yeah, Hannibal's on his way home.
Yes, that is what I do whenever I am not hanging out with you.
You ought to be careful. Should we walk him home? I don't know about us splitting up right now. We have Ezra that could be following us or watching us. We really need to lay low.
I've lived in this city for a very long time, my dear. I can assure you things are a lot safer here than the hour you're from. No offense.
I get that, but we have someone who's just tried to kill us earlier today. I'm sorry, yesterday. And we don't know where he is. He could very well still be after us. You do understand the risk, right?
My dear, I have thought about every possible outcome of me walking home tonight in the last 30 seconds. None of it ended in my death. I would have seen that coming. But I will tell you this, they won't see me.
And he winks at you. And as he opens the door, he turns invisible.
And she just smiles and nods.
I mean, statistically, he has a higher chance of dying in an airship crash or being eaten by a shark or dying in a carriage bang up.
Hannibal pops his head back in. Did somebody say statistics?
So just the door opens and a voice says something.
No, he's gone.
Okay, I think we just wait until the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you guys are kind of getting everything set up, I'm sure Sar is able to go get you some bedding stuff, and like he pulls out some old like bed rolls and stuff like that you guys are able to use and can just kind of sleep out on the floor. You can pick wherever you want in there to sleep. As you guys are doing that, Razan, I need you to roll a fortitude save.
Oh yeah. My god.
What?
I need you to roll a fortitude save.
Is it the brand?
Worse.
Nope. Arkrav has that.
Oh fuck.
Fortitude save. What?
I know why.
Why?
Tell you me. Don't know why? Are you kidding me?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Look at your fucking character sheet.
What?
As Shane says as he shoves a cookie in his mouth.
Oh, I want a cookie in my mouth. What's that fortitude save, Missy?
I got 17. I'm just trying to remember why. Can you please tell me? I really don't remember.
That's killer, baby.
You don't
you
know.
You got ghoul fever.
You don't know yet.
Why would I have that on my character sheet?
It's not on your character sheet. Yeah. But the DC 17.
No.
It is a DC 18.
No.
No. So that is a single fail. So you were going to take 3 points of constitution damage.
Oh, fuck. No.
Holy shit. And 3 points of dexterity damage.
What?
You start to develop a really nasty fever as you're sleeping.
Oh my God.
And you, as you guys wake up in the morning, you feel frail and weak. 3 points shit. Of dexterity and 3 points of constitution. Dude, damage. Huge. Not drain, damage.
Okay.
What the hell?
God.
Oh my god. Okay. Shit.
But yeah, you wake up in the morning and you feel like ass. Minus 3 to your con, minus 3 to your dexterity. And you wake up like in a you've sweated through your bedroll. Like you feel warm and clammy and terrible. It's not good at all.
Cool.
Oh dear. That sounds like the worst.
Yeah.
It is. It's like a whiskey hangover. That's the fucking worst. You sweat and sweat.
Razan tries to just lift herself out of her bedroll. Oh, I don't feel very... Never mind. I'm fine. She tries to lift herself up and almost like falls over. You can tell Razan. She's super not okay.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's fine.
You don't look fine.
Just the room is spinning a little bit.
That doesn't seem fine.
What is wrong, Razan? How are you feeling?
I think maybe I didn't sleep well.
Arkrav will roll a heal check.
Okay.
That is 14.
She's fine. She's probably fine.
You don't know what's wrong with her.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
She just...
Yeah, the base DC for a heal is 15. And then to actually treat something like this, to try to help out with it, would be the DC of the actual save.
Holy fuck.
You're not sure what's wrong with her.
Can I roll a heal check? I forgot to get my dice out, but can I do that?
Okay.
Like if Arkrov's like, I don't know what's wrong with her. Maybe Locke could come over and be like, let me take a look. Let me take a look. Hold on one second.
Sure.
Please figure it out because this is bad. It's like we're going to lose another person already.
Well, we're not going to lose anybody yet. But, you know, bad shit happens if somebody dies of ghoul fever.
She's going to turn into a ghoul.
Told you.
No, that's Razan's worst fear.
I know. I think it's perfect.
All right. Heal check. Here I go. Oh, fuck. Nope. That was a two. Never mind.
You got no idea.
Yeah. Razan just like brushes them off. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. We need to get to the prime minister. It's fine.
If it gets worse, just let us know.
Okay. But we just need to get to the prime minister right now. I'll shake it off. I'm just tired, I think.
Okay. You guys get up in the morning. Where's Hannibal?
Oh, he's there. He shows up. Hello.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello there.
Yeah, I would say he's having breakfast with Pearl right now. Like Pearl's sitting there, like he
yeah,
made
they're both
food,
already up,
and we're just like grubbing. Yeah,
cute.
And we're laughing about the old days.
What did you make, Pearl?
Just a scramble, that like just eggs, like over easy eggs, and just some pork sausage, most likely.
Fuck yeah, God, I want that right now. I want that right now.
Did you just ask just for that, like breakfast fetish?
No,
like,
I didn't even think about it. I'm gonna go get breakfast, fucking like fast food after this.
You go to offer Hannibal some hot sauce, mm-hmm. and he just goes, "Oh no, thank you." And he pours just like a fucking pint of ketchup all over his fucking
oh,
eggs.
Oh man, he's the worst. Kill it, kill it.
That's me.
In case you didn't know what kind of person, Hannibal was by now.
Yeah,
he's the fucking worst.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's so me. I put ketchup on my eggs and my
ketchup
sausage.
On your eggs is forgivable, but ketchup on like pork sausage is fucking horrendous.
Why not? Yeah.
That's gross. I can ketchup on your eggs. I don't like it, but I can like forgive it. On your sausage or your
ketchup's
bacon or something like that.
Everything.
No, it's not.
No, you take the sausage and the hash browns and the eggs. You mix it all up and put the ketchup on top.
No, you put hot sauce.
You don't put ketchup.
You put hot sauce. Yeah, you take the
ketchup
and you throw it in the trash.
Tapatio. Not Tapatio. Cholula.
Cholula.
No, Cholula's worse. I'd pick Tapatio over Cholula.
No, I put Cholula.
I disagree with that, but
oh, you guys are just
all about Cholula.
Yeah.
I like Cholula.
I would pick. I don't like either of them really, but I'd pick Tapatio over Cholula any day of the week.
For sure. For sure.
Anyways,
we can all agree that Tabasco is shit.
Yeah,
I fucking love Tabasco. Fuck.
It depends.
Fuck
no, it depends
you.
On what it's on.
It
depends
right.
on what it's on. Yeah.
Unless it's buffalo sauce. Buffalo sauce is made with Tabasco.
Breakfast Tabasco is the shit.
Tabasco goes well on eggs.
I pick Tabasco
you just want
over
a hint?
Cholula.
Oh no, I'm the other way. Cholula over Tabasco.
Some days when I have my breakfast, I'm like, you know what? I want this just a little spicy, and I'm not in the mood for like a Mexican zing to it.
It's
not today, you know.
Mexican
so I don't
zing.
Go Cholula or Tapatio.
I like
I just
vinegar.
Get that little vinegar spice.
Yep.
Anyways,
fucking
y'all are eating your food and everything. You guys having a fun conversation or something, huh?
Cannibal and
Pearl? Yeah, we're talking about you know, the good old days. Which are like, you know, when he used to see Hannibal at the illegal underground boxing matches back in the day.
Yes, so I understand when you went pro, they eschewed your amateur record. Is that common with all the underground fighting rings, or is that just this current affiliate?
Yeah, no, it's to discourage the fighters from dealing with
from packing the resume. Ah, yes, I know exactly what you said. I bet on a young man once who packed his resume, and as soon as he turned pro, that fight did not turn out well for him. I'll tell you that.
Who are we talking about? Someone specifically?
Oh yes. Old Fighty Johnson, he's dead.
Yeah, no.
Fighty Johnson.
Yeah, they stabbed him to death in the alley.
You guys hear Fiesa? Bad fighter, shit name.
Morning, sis.
Good morning. Also, if everyone could just keep their voices down a little bit, Keg is super hungover, and he's just not having a good morning.
Aww.
So regular volume would probably be fine. He's a little bit sick.
Did he down a barrel again?
I don't know what I didn't see him drink that much. You know how big he is, but even with that, she looks over the rest of you guys. He's a bit of a lightweight anyways.
Aww.
Are you sure he's hungover? Could be something else. It's flu season.
Oh, he'll be fine after several buckets of chamomile tea.
Yeah, we ought to have him go down to the local, you know, clerical pharmacy and get that flu spell they put out every year. But you know, the spell only works on like a couple strains of all the different flu, so I don't know if it's really worth it.
Right down the street, I know you're new here, there is a Smite-Aide right on the corner.
No! Smite-Aide, yes.
That's good.
Wow.
A Smite-Aide? That's fucking good, dude. That's fucking good.
So good.
We had two different, we had Smite-Aide and Spelp.
Damn,
Svelte is my favorite. Yeah.
Actually, oh my Hannibal might be like a super think tank, actually. Is that where he made
all his
money?
Yeah, I mean, if Hannibal enacts this, he could be fucking rich.
Yeah, dude.
He's got a 24 intelligence.
He's got stock in all of them.
I don't need to remind you that he's smarter than God right now.
He's smarter than God.
Oh my God.
You guys just, like, if you look over at Razan, she's just sitting there.
We don't.
Okay.
I knew he was going to say that.
Thank you.
I knew he was going to say that.
You kind of set it up for that.
I did.
Sorry. Right. When we look at you,
Razan is just sitting there, hands like on the table, staring forward, trying to concentrate on looking normal and just looking incredibly sick because of it.
I say it's very apparent she's not normal.
She's focusing 100% of her energy, like acting and looking normal.
It's almost like she smoked a doobie. Like she's just like right after she's just like, I'm chill, I'm super chill. Look at me, I'm chill.
Everything's fine.
I'm good. I'm sober. I'm not high at all.
I'm not drunk.
Are you high? I'm not high. Are you high?
She's using every remaining functional cell in her body to just will this fever away. It's not working.
So, we're going to open in a few hours. Do you have a plan? Or do you plan to sleep on my floor for another night?
No, we have business to take care of.
Razan, you look quite fucked. Like, proper fucked.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine. I said it like 1,000 times. I'm fine.
Do you need brekkie too? I didn't make enough.
No.
Guess I was selfish on my part.
Oh dear, Razan, you look horrendous.
Like shit.
Perhaps a cup of tea would be good.
Do you mind if I just have a look at your eyes? Is that okay?
He walks over and rolls a heal check, and that is a 5.
You got heal, bro? You got heal?
I have a 1 in heal, and that's a total of 5.
God damn it.
You don't know what it is, dude.
Shit.
I think she's fine.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Well, no, she looks like shit. You just don't know why.
Probably hungover.
Yeah, maybe.
Everyone in this room's a lightweight. Shit, you're going to the prime. Do you need help? I can help you to the prime minister if you need help.
I'm sure they'll be fine, little brother. They work for her.
She doesn't look like she can walk, sis.
Well, we are missing a member of our party now. Maybe it'd be nice to have the help. She looks at the other members of the group.
Well, of course, that's totally on you, friend Pearl. Our last member did die, so that is the risk that you take. Ha ha!
Ah, R.I.P. Kenzo. But if...
I'm curious, could Razan walk? Is she, like, where are you at? Like,
she's a -3 to her con, -3 to her dex. Okay. She's perfectly she's like a 13. Able to okay, get around. Cool. She just feels like shit.
She just hates life.
Razan's got like a 15 dex right now, right?
Steph?
No, she has a 17.
She has a 20.
Well, that's right.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay. Right. Nice. Yeah, right. Okay, cool.
Oh, you're
but
fine,
your con is like a 13 now, right?
No, it's... Oh, her con.
Yeah, 13. Well,
the problem with lowering her dex, it lowers not only lowers her AC, but like that's her 2 hit and... Damage.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I was just curious if she was
still
like
pretty
so
good.
Okay.
Yeah, she feels like garbage, but she's still fully capable. Mm-hmm.
But it's a -4, right?
3 to each. -3 to each.
Yeah, sorry. -2 nice. To hit and damage collectively, right?
Sounds like you're being a negative Nancy.
Correct.
I look at that and I go, oh, that's +3.
Oh, it's a glass sort of full guy.
Is that how it works? -2 to hit?
And to damage
for each. Two.
Yeah, your modifier goes down by 2.
And AC goes down by 2.
Right, and your hit points are going to go down by 8.
Yep. And your reflex saves, your fortitude saves.
It's huge. It's math.
Yeah, it's like the worst, at least for your character.
I mean, I'm sure she'll be fine, brother, but if you want to go, I mean, I can let you off for the day. You're fine. I'll have to help. I'll be all right. As long as I can get Kay back on his feet in the next few hours, that'll be fine.
All right. A day errand. I'll, be on my best behavior.
Please do. And she looks over at Locke and Razan and says, if he calls you biscuit again, just put a knife in his leg.
I won't do it. I'll be more creative.
Tell him his scar is ugly. He hates that.
Oh, fuck you, sis. I'm getting some nice clothes.
I'll go with the knife one.
I don't have any knives, but Razan can do it.
But in reality, please don't stab my brother. It's a figure of speech.
Oh, no, of course not.
We already got your permission.
I might like it.
Okay, well, maybe you should stay home.
I need to do some cleaning. I'm going to get up. Don't worry about the bedding and everything. That's fine. It'll take a few moments. But you're always welcome here at Faywithers Pub. And take care of my little brother. I know he's a handful. And Pearl Sarmond.
Yes.
Just be good. If you're going to meet the Prime Minister, keep your mouth shut. She could literally take this away from us if she wanted to.
Best behavior, sis. And he kisses her on the cheek.
Good. Thank you. Puts her hand on your shoulder. You'll do fine. As long as you keep them lips sealed. She goes and like kind of gives you like a little like playful like double tap on the cheek. It stings a little bit, but it's not hard. And then she walks away and starts like cleaning stuff up.
Goodbye, yes, sir. I am sure we'll see you very soon.
I'm sure next time you want to drink everyone else's drinks, you'll come right back here, old friend.
Yep.
She goes and keeps doing her job.
And you'll definitely still be alive. Not leaving on any bad terms. We'll be right back. Pick up where we left off. Nothing bad will ever happen to you. You'll live forever.
What?
Goodbye.
What are you talking about?
Why is Hannibal being weird?
That's the most suspicious thing Hannibal has ever said.
That was super sus. What the fuck?
Our GM is prone to just murdering NPCs, so I never know.
Well, that's the way people die, like in movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I just felt like that goodbye was so prolonged. I was like, oh, fuck, we're never going to see her again.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's like one of those really telegraphed TV show deaths.
I was like, he's just going down the street to the parliament. Like, fucking calm.
I can
he's
go not to like, jail.
He's not pulling a hobo and jumping a train.
Well, I think it's more of like her being worried about this guy going to meet the ruler of the nation. She's a little worried because he's kind of a... He's not adult, but he's like a hothead, and he speaks first and thinks later.
Whatever. I've seen Almost Famous.
All right. Let's go.
All right, so you guys make your way back to the parliamentary assemblage. Things seem business as usual when you get back here. You guys ascend the large sets of steps that get up to the center. The guards at first kind of like stop for a second and kind of stop you, and then they recognize you guys. You've gotten kind of known a little bit around, at least amongst the guards and everything, and they do allow you inside. There's no like receptionist or secretary like at the usual spot you guys go to, because the last one is dead.
Yeah.
So,
well, cool.
Rizan turns like, to Hannibal. There's an opening for you, Hannibal.
I like the way you think.
Hannibal's gonna jump on that shit.
It's like the perfect job for like an old retired man.
Is there anybody loves his country. Around?
Yeah, there's people in here. You can see there's some other folks kind of meandering.
Locke will walk up to someone who looks official.
Okay, so you walk up to this woman. She's well-dressed. She is half-elven, tiny point to her ears. She's holding like a set of like folders, and she's talking to a young human man, kind of saying, just make sure you get with the announcement. I need you to like go around, see what the people are talking about, because we're in deep shit right now. We don't know what the hell. Hi, can I help you?
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I was just wondering if the Prime Minister is available to be spoken with.
Not exact. What for?
She's been expecting us.
Oh, are you? You're the people, right? The folks she's been. I've heard about.
Yes. Sure.
Are you Rizan? Is that you?
No, my name's like a Rizan. Locke.
Oh, you're Locke. You're Miss Bellamy. Sure. Give me just a few minutes. I'm part of the PR team for them. And today's quite a bit. If you saw what happened yesterday, it's a shit show right now. So I will find someone to come fetch you all when she's all right. She's in meetings right now, probably for the next week. So just sit tight, grab a seat in the reception area. I'll send a set of guards for you. They'll take you up to her office. Does that sound okay?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Great. Awesome. Good day. And she just kind of scampers off. She's like, no, don't. That's not what we're not doing that today. She's like scolding some set of other people. And you guys go over and you sit at like some chairs for a while. It's probably like, you probably wait around for like half an hour. Imagine you guys are like kind of kicking rocks, getting a little bored. And eventually two guards walk up with their halberds and everything. And they say,
the Prime Minister will see you now if you're ready.
Thank you. We follow, I assume.
And they take you guys upstairs and you're eventually brought into the Prime Minister's office. You can hear from outside, there's like raised voices like talking. Not necessarily angry, but there's like these discussions happening. And you guys go inside and you can see standing like on one side of her desk, kind of like talking with like very much with her hands, is Laveau. She looks like she's much more casually dressed and everything. She's not like as normally you guys see her. She's very much someone who's like really rigidly always kind of looking very leadery, like presidential, I guess you would say, for a modern like American audience. But she's like looks much more casual. Varel is in here. He also looks like he's in a lot of like more mature casual clothing. Reynard, as well as you see a set of guards who are actually like standing around Beslev, who's sitting in a chair that he's actually shackled to. And they're all having a conversation. There's like this kind of thing. And as you guys kind of come inside, they're all kind of stop. And Prime Minister Laveau is kind of like, oh, you're all here. Good. Come on in. Sit down.
Good day. Sorry to bother you, Prime Minister.
Oh, you're not bothering. This is perfect timing. Come take a seat.
Locke takes a seat.
Who's your new friend, might I ask? She looks over at Pearl.
Oh, this is our friend Pearl.
Okay.
Maya.
And who is he?
A friend of Kenzo's.
Okay, does he speak?
I do. I do not know how to address you, Prime Minister. I am,
Prime Minister Laveau will work.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Prime Minister Laveau. I am, Sarmund Feyweather. My exhibition name is Pearl.
Your exhibition? It doesn't just... If you're in with them, I trust these ones. I hope you have as good of a judge of character as I assume, but, take a seat, all of you. We're just having a discussion about the wonderful events that transpired yesterday.
Thank you, ma'am.
Does the Prime Minister notice Arkrov?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
She knew about him, right?
I don't think so.
I thought she saw him.
I could have sworn he changed when you guys were down in like the little dungeon.
He did.
Okay. You know, she doesn't say anything.
Okay.
She doesn't say anything. You sit down. We were just having a discussion about everything that's going on. I have been speaking with Beslev. He is in national custody, but we will be working with him to figure out what's going on, because obviously this is deeper than whatever he's been up to. So we're just trying to piece together what in the world this Ezra could be doing, who he's tied to, what's going on. Why would someone with very little power, no name, no wealth, no nothing, why would they betray the person employing them? The family they've been employed by for decades. Beslev says he doesn't know. I'd like to think that he's telling the truth. There's no reason to come and confess what you did and give yourself over, then lie. Does anyone have any ideas?
Beslev knows him better than we do.
Yes, but I think... You see, Varel interrupts. I think this may lead to him drawing inappropriate conclusions. He's too close to the man.
Perhaps.
I think it's obvious that Ezra is working for someone bigger. I don't know. Is the face of that Thane, is there anyone that could be against them?
Based on the fact that the Quasit was trying to kill him, I mean, he obviously is more important than we think.
Typically, when someone betrays who they are working for, it's because they've gotten a better offer. So we just have to find out who that is. Unless he's working completely solo, which I would doubt.
It's unlikely.
Doesn't seem that he has the resources for that kind of a thing.
Someone sent that Quasit to kill him to Arkrov's point, so there's someone
exactly
who's trying to protect information that Ezra has.
Also, Ezra was watching us, or at least we can assume that he was. So why? Is it just because we were getting involved, or is there another reason?
How is this man watching you?
Locke looks at Arkrov.
It seems as though he could be connected to this mechanical spy, Clockwork.
Arkrov, show them the mark.
The tattoo.
Arkrov lifts the sleeve of his garment, revealing the tattoo on his inner arm.
You see, Varel immediately kind of like sits up and looks at it.
How did you receive this?
From the Clockwork spy.
He like snaps over to Laveau. You did not tell me there was a Clockwork spy spying on you. Said, I didn't. It wasn't important at the time. I found out 48 hours ago.
To be fair, I don't think the Clockwork spy was specifically spying on Laveau. It seemed to be specifically spying on us. We were able to listen to the conversations that it had recorded, and they had been following us for quite some time.
Laveau was a part of some of the recording, so this is true.
Yes.
The only recordings it didn't take were those where we were on Beslev's property.
This is also true.
Where Ezra likely was present already.
Right.
And this thing gave you this tattoo?
Yes.
It's an unusual feature for the Clockwork spy to have.
Exactly.
Never heard of this. No.
He stands up and he walks over to Arkrov and says, may I see your hand?
Arkrov meets eyes with him and... Sure.
He takes your hand, and there's, you can see like the tattoo on his hand is like, because it was like done roughly and everything, it's made it so like the hair doesn't grow in properly, the fur, when he's like in this fox form. And you actually watch Varel walks over, and he kind of grasps it, and he looks at it for a minute. Like there's like a good 20 seconds where he's just staring at your hand, and he clasps his other hand over it. And you feel like there's this instant where your hand almost goes like white hot, but then it goes away in an instant. It was very, almost a shock of pain in your system. And ooh, you look back and the tattoo is gone.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Yes, that is an erase spell. I could have done that.
Oh, the old man knows what he's doing.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Thought it might be fun for our patrons to leave it on a little longer.
Well, when you have a sovereign NPC that does whatever the fuck he wants because he has power, he will do whatever the fuck he wants.
Cool.
Are you sure that was a good idea? That might be our only way of...
The last thing we need is someone tracking you when you're around the Prime Minister. No.
But we don't know where Ezra is, so our only lead is for him to find us. At least that's what we thought.
That is one way to go about it.
Not anymore. Unless we find that clockwork spy again and let it tattoo Akrav again.
Whatever advantage it would have given you to finding him, it's not worth having them track you, whether you're around the Prime Minister or not. You want to surprise them. You don't want them surprising you.
I'm pretty sure we have that spy, too.
Yeah, it's...
Like, we have
it. Have it.
Yeah. No. We give it to...
Zillion has Zillion. The Zillion mechanical parts.
Yeah, we have the crystal.
But, like, we have access to it, is what I mean. Well, all right. Well, I suppose that solves that problem.
So now what? How do we find Ezra?
There must be a way to track him, or someone who knows where he might go. She turns to Beslev. Do you have any idea, any other homes that he had, or another family, or something?
No. He became really private a number of years ago. I didn't think anything of it.
I have an idea. Razan. Do you remember when we were at the posting boards?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. When you went off to go follow Mr. Brennick, he went to a house in the nearby area, did he not?
Yeah.
We never did find out who owned that property, did we?
No, but we can try.
Do you remember where it was?
I think so. It was just down the street from that one pub, that alley.
Well, maybe it's a safe house.
We could start there.
Doesn't sound like a bad idea.
I have a 24 intelligence.
This is true. He's smarter than God.
Let me remind you, I am God.
So your plan is to go to this building, look around? What was it? Where was it?
Not very far.
It's all we've got. Maybe we can check with Zillion to see if he has figured anything out about the Clockwork Spy. I don't know what else to do at this point.
It's not a bad idea. Are there any other... He looks over at Beslev. Are there any other properties of import that he was in charge of, that he worked alongside of? I mean, you said he was in charge of what was going on below the house, the experiments. Was there anything else that he primarily dealt with? Beslev, like, thinks for a minute. Aside from, as he called it, kind of, like, looks down, recruitment, kind of glances over at Locke, and just... He was the main liaison to our chemical warehouse.
Would Locke have seen him? No, right?
No.
She didn't recognize him. I never saw him there.
That's kind of the point.
I suppose we could check the warehouse as well. I don't really want to go back there, but I will if I have to.
I don't know if we could. Not without a warrant, anyway.
It's worth a try. I don't really know anything anymore. So I don't really know what's going to happen there.
It sounds like he didn't tell you a lot. Is that right? You just trusted him to take care of things?
When you've known someone for as long as you've known him, yeah, I just trusted him to take care of things.
Well, we'll try every possible avenue until we run out of options, and then we'll come up with a plan B. Where do we start?
That's up to all of you.
I say Zillion. If he's figured something out about the Clockwork Spy, then it'll make all of this a lot quicker.
All right, we can talk to him first.
Does everyone agree?
Okay.
Also, this goes without saying, but Pearl, you probably shouldn't tell people what you've heard here.
Is the house on the way to Zillion's, the safe house, or what
it
we
is,
suspect?
It is not.
Okay.
It's actually like kind of in the opposite direction.
Let's try Zillion then. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. To Zillion's, unless anyone has anything else to say.
Pearl will nod at Razan without saying anything. He'll make a gesture like across his like mouth, like zipped. And before we leave, Pearl speak up, but towards Krasnov.
Lord Krasnov?
Yes.
It is a a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I owe you my life. Thank you.
What do you mean? I've never met you before in my entire life. What could I have possibly done for you?
Before I answer this, what the hell was the town that we were in during this battle, Josh?
It would have been called the Outpost.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I knew it.
So yeah, kill...
What?
Damn.
So, I was at the outpost. To my disadvantage,
You were up north.
I was working with a band of mercenaries.
Which side?
And he kind of smirks at you.
Well,
you're alive, so I assume the right one.
And he puts a hand on your shoulder. He says,
"Yes, sir."
As someone who was there and someone who deeply appreciates all the people who laid down their lives that day, I'm glad you came back, son.
Thank
you for fighting for justice and for the Republic.
That means a lot, sir. Thank you.
I'm glad you're with our friends here. We need good, stalwart young men like you.
And he puts his hand in yours and shakes it, like, sternly.
Pearl kind of blushes a little bit, like, kind of taken aback.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Oh.
If you ever need anything, let my people know.
I will remember that, sir. Thank you.
Very good. Now, I think we need to call on someone. We need to get some food in here. Yes, Emerin?
Yes, I'm absolutely starving. I'll call someone up to get something. You all let us know how things are going. Reynard, if I would ask you, would you mind going and doing what you do to take a look at this chemical warehouse? I'm sure Beslov can tell you where this is. And he says, oh, of course. Yes, I not a problem at all. Do you need me to bring friends in? And she says, no. And she kind of like looks around and goes, no, it's fine. Just go yourself. Report back, all of you. It's a dire times.
We will.
Also, we didn't have much of a moment, but I am deeply sorry for what's happened to young Kenzo. I assume he was given proper rights.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, let us know how it happens. Tell Zidane and I send my regards. I'm sure he'll be grumpy as ever. And you all leave?
We take our leave.
You guys make your way through Guildside. Takes you a little while. Maybe you grab another little cart again and get all the way back towards where Zillion's workshop is. You take the lift up several floors to get there. And as you get to where his warehouse is, he has almost an entire area of this floor to himself. You can see that the entirety of his door has been barricaded and like shut.
What?
Yes. Indeed.
That's exactly the proper reaction.
Does it look like official? It's the act of the state or of the police or whatever?
No, it looks like it looks for sure like he did it.
Oh,
it looks like it's trying to keep them something out.
All right. Can Arkrov pull out a crowbar and start to pry that open?
You can give it a shot. Go roll strength check, dude.
Do it. Do it.
That's a 8.
8? Nah.
Shit. You get a +2 from the crowbar, remember?
Yep.
10. Oh. Nah.
No. It's an 8.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I already put that in there.
Okay,
oh
for sure.
Oh, my God.
Should we try knocking?
Maybe.
Do you want to knock on that barrel or on that table piece or on that the door somewhere in there?
You guys hear a ka-chink and you watch like a slit up at the top of the door opens up and psh, a crossbow bolt fires out. Who's it gonna hit? Let's see. Oh, it's going right at lock. Okay. Does a 21 hit you?
Oh my god.
21 hits. You're gonna take 7 points of piercing damage. Jeez. As this thing grazes your leg and you just hear the voice, "Who are you? Stay where you're doing." Who is it?
Ow.
Who is it?
Zillion,
another like warning shot fires off and ricochets off the stone next to you.
Zillion, what the
fuck? I'm telling you right now, I am armed. I will defend my property.
It's us.
Zillion, it's us.
You hear like the ka-chink of the slit and you watch like this tiny like maybe 1/2 inch slit opens up like sideways right about dwarf eye level. You just see his eyes peering out. Oh.
Let us in.
Hello.
And get some bandages ready for her. Are you fucking crazy?
What are you all doing here?
We're here checking back like you asked us to. Remember the clockwork spy, the prime minister, she sent us?
Yes, I remember I had people here trying to get in forcefully after you all showed up.
Okay, well, that's incredibly relevant. Can you let us in and tell us about these people?
How do I know I can trust all of you? And who's the new guy?
He's our friend.
Did you get rid of the one with the sword?
He died.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of a backup character?
No, I'm an NPC. When I go, I go.
Oh, it's quite tragic. When you put it that way, I feel quite bad.
He says, oh, okay, give me a moment. And you hear like... He watches like the door like... slides open, and you guys can see like the giant like 7 foot tall automaton is just standing there, just like it's like, oh, we move, come on, come inside. You guys all file inside to his office, yes. His workshop. He closes it behind you, and he's just he waves at Moby. He's just like, just lock all of it up again. You see, there's just like fucking padlocks. There's like those big safe turning things with that like that rotates, and it's like it's just this makeshift. Like the whole fucking door is on lockdown, and it's just like insane like prepper shit. You know what I mean? Like. Crazy, nice. Like,
oh, like you know, the smart shit
overboard.
He's a bunker boy.
Yeah, okay. about 12 steps beyond what's smart, he goes over and he sits down like at his desk. He just, you mind informing me what exactly is go? What do I owe the pleasure of seeing you all again?
We're here to find out if you learned anything about the Clockwork Spy.
I didn't have any time. I was defending my home and my workspace from intruders.
What did they do? I mean, any sort of identifying features, calling cards, anything?
They came in asking about all of you.
What did you do with the bodies?
Got rid of them.
You have to give us something. We gave you that Clockwork Spy because they were watching us.
Miss, I'm not holding anything back.
Did they have any symbols on their clothing or anything like that?
Nothing I noticed specifically.
How many of them?
What were they asking about?
Three. They were asking about all of you.
What specifically?
What were they asking?
They asked about what my business with you all was... They asked something about what work you all asked of me and clients, you know, worksmen confidentiality. I'm not going to go giving out exactly what you're working on, but I'm not a liar.
So did you tell them about us or not?
I told them I'm working with you all.
And then you killed them?
No, they started getting violent. They started getting a little forward. I got nervous. Moby didn't really enjoy it and might have knocked one of them out before I can really tell him not to do it.
Oh, all right. Did any of them mention who they were working for, where they came from?
No, they showed up not too long after you all left.
You're all a popular lot.
Apparently.
Unfortunately.
How many bodies?
Two. One got away.
Oh, one got away.
Shit. Well, that's not good.
Well, this is quite enlightening information. Are any of you concerned about our dear friends, the brothers Fitzelric?
Well, we didn't give them the Clockwork Spy. We just gave them the what is it? The stone? A stone or a gem? What is it?
Well, they
we have the gem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're the ones who like decrypted it for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these people are like following us to places that we've been asking people who have done business with us.
But I think the reason they knew where Zillion was because of the Clockwork Spy, right?
I don't think we should assume
they're
that.
They're not going to know where we are if we don't have the Clockwork Spy.
Assumptions.
I don't think they'd be watching us.
I don't think
they could have been following us, like manually.
Well, if they were following us, why would they need to have a Clockwork Spy? Isn't that kind of
I think that it's worth it to check, just in case, especially because we don't really have anything else to work off of here anyways.
That's true.
Come on, sleuths.
We also need to, what was the other thing we were going to do? We were going to check the house as well.
I think checking on the brothers is a better call right now, personally, but we can also check on the safe house.
No, we can check on the brothers.
I feel like the safe house was related to Best Love, personally.
What are you guys going to be like, peace,
Zill? Because like, it led to Faye getting thrown into that dungeon with Best Love. So I think that was more involved with whatever shit he was doing with Best Love versus whatever shit he's doing on the side. But that doesn't necessarily need to mean anything. I don't think we should rule it out completely because, again, it's based on assumptions. But
the safe house that you found or the house you found after we... had Arkrov go try to get a job with Ezra?
Yeah.
What did that have to do with Faye?
Oh.
Because Faye is the one who told us that's how she got involved.
Abducted, yeah.
We followed the same step she did. That's how she got abducted and got roped into the whole thing.
I've always wondered about that spot. Like, what was really going on?
I think it's worth checking out, but I think we should check out the Fitzelric brothers just in case. I'm mostly worried about their safety at this point.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go check on them.
So was there anything in particular I could do for you while you're here, or was this just a checkup?
We were just trying to check in, see if you knew anything.
The spy's pretty standard make. Like I told you, it wasn't put together by somebody that was skilled. Put together by an amateur. You can tell by the, a number of the components are worn down from someone trying to install and reinstall them after they're not installed properly, so it's pretty obvious that the person didn't know what they were doing. You wouldn't see this on someone like me, for instance, creating it. It was an amateur. A very new amateur.
Okay, well then I guess we'll get out of your hair.
I apologize for shooting you.
Locke is just kind of holding her arm and she like lifts her hand up and there's like blood soaking her jacket and she's like, it's fine.
Did you take literal damage?
Yep, yeah. 7 points
shot her
of damage.
He shot her with a crossbow.
That's a lot of my HP. I only have 25 HP.
Arkrov will give you a little pat on the arm and you will heal for 9 points of healing.
Yay. Nice, back up to full.
Ah, that's better. Thanks, Arkrov.
It's okay.
I'm sorry about the violence and the weird situation, but a man can't be too careful, huh?
Just maybe look then shoot next time? Just a suggestion.
I don't know if all of you came here to finish the job that those people were up to. I've only met you once before. We're not friends. I don't have many of those.
Yes, but you can probably assume that we're not going to harm you, especially after the first time we met. And why would we be with the people who are asking about us? Use common sense, Zillion.
I think I'm just going to go with my gut like I usually do.
Gut's never as reliable as your brain.
Did you want the pieces back, or do you want me to just take these as payments and salvage?
What do we think?
I don't think we need it, but...
like to keep it.
Maybe we should take it and just put it in the bag of holding to be safe. Again, Razan likes the idea of, like, baiting them to come to us.
As a point of reference, guys, the spy was never tracked. It's the thing on Arkrov's hand that was being tracked.
Mm. Okay, well...
Right, okay.
That's fair.
So we can just take it. Let's just take it. We might as well, you know, we're not going to...
I don't think we need it.
I don't think we should leave it here, right?
Didn't what's-his-face say that he wanted to see it? Or am I making that
I think
that
we should take it. It doesn't hurt to take it. Let's just take it.
Yeah. You know?
Then pay the man for his
Zillion
services.
Probably wants it gone and off of his hands completely anyways.
It would be nice to get it out of here.
We'll take it.
But I believe the second half of payment is due for that, for services rendered.
How much was it again?
Let's call it 50 gold and we'll call it even.
Razan hands it over.
Thank you. Well, if that's it, be sure to come back for other custom if you want to, but I think we're going to have to close down for the day. So I appreciate seeing you all. Apologize for the crossbow bolt. Next time, announce yourself better. And he just kind of gives like a half smile and then like goes over and pushes the door open. Good day.
Arkrov slips Razan 10 gold.
Yeah, same with Flock.
You guys just see a very kind of like half slowly waving sad Moby from just inside the area. Aww. Just like...
Bye, just waving.
I want Moby to be my friend.
Percy fought Moby.
Oh, that's right. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
There was a fight the robot event at the festival.
Wasn't he like Darth Maul? Didn't he have like a double...
He fought you with a wrench. Giant wrench.
That's right.
Oh, like a Ratchet and Clank thing.
Man, Zillion's losing points.
Some people came and tried to like hurt him, and it was after this happened, so now he's like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
He could have killed someone.
He owes us nothing.
Yeah, he knows. Okay, so what's the plan next, guys?
I think we go over to the brothers.
To the brothers.
Okay.
I also have a dagger I want to pick up, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I need my coat.
Yeah, I need a headband.
I need my coat.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's go.
So you guys go ahead and head back down towards the far southern side of Guildside. And as you guys turn the corner to the street that the Fitzelrics are on, which borders the Lavender Promenade, why don't y'all roll me a perception check?
Oh, shit.
All right.
Perception.
Arkrov.
Arkrov got to 7.
Razan.
14.
Locke.
25.
Hannibal.
27. Natural 20.
Oh, 27? Dang.
Yes.
And Pearl.
27 as well. Natural 20.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So when you guys turn the corner, Pearl, Hannibal, and Locke all notice this. Doesn't necessarily mean the same thing to Pearl. He's just noticing the scene, but you guys are noticing. You turn the corner, and it's a little strange. The building where the Fitzelric's home and shop was previously is just a smoldering wreck.
Oh my god.
And there are people gathered outside.
No.
What the fuck? I was supposed to get a dagger.
I was supposed to get a jacket.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
That's what you're worried about, you selfish son of a gun. I spent
a lot of gold on that, dude.
I already paid half.
Wow, Laura, you're a heartless accomplice.
Listen,
life, the life of people.
Listen, I spent a lot of gold on that. Okay,
you don't have to defend your morally bankrupt friends all the time, Laura. You could have your own opinion.
Or your.
I don't even care. I just want my jacket.
Oh, you have a stake in this too. Man.
She does.
Yeah, I have a jacket.
Ah, there we go.
And I just said I spent a
lot of gold on it.
And on that materialistic note, thank you everybody for joining us again for Quest Side Story. It's been a hell of a ride. It's just getting more interesting. Super appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. Y'all are the best. Our patrons are the best as well. And we love all you guys so much. Make sure, say hi to us, hang out with us over on Twitter and Instagram at PodCalledQuest. Jump on over to www.podcalledquest.com. Check out all the free shit on there. There's a bunch of free shit, like totally free. Classes and ancestries and monsters and other stuff. Some of them seen in the show. So if you want to see any of those, go ahead and check them out at podcalledquest.com. As always, a big shout out to Sirenscape, Larian Studios, The Game Kitchen, and CD Projekt Red for letting us use their awesome sound effects and music. You can check out them and all the other composers whose music we use over at podcalledquest.com/music and in each and every episode show notes. And as we say every week, because it continues to be vitally important, please check out blacklivesmatter.com and the Lebanese Red Cross, as well as workelections.com. All great causes that really could use your support, and we really appreciate if y'all go over and check those out and lend a hand if you can, whichever way you can, whether that's time, money, or even just trying to make sure the people around you aren't fucking racist. That's nice,
yeah.
Too. But with that, everybody, we love you all so much. We super appreciate you for listening and for donating, and we will see you all in the next episode. Bye-bye.
See you later, guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.